I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. In the final swimming event at the 2016 Summer Olympics, 31-year-old Michael Phelps capped off his incomparable Olympic career with a gold medal in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay. It gave him 5 golds and 1 silver medal in Rio, and 23 career golds in his total of 28 Olympic medals. Right behind him is 19-year-old Katie Ledecky. In Rio, Ledecky took individual gold in the 200-meter, 400-meter, and 800-meter freestyle, also a team gold in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay, and silver in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. She even shattered her own world records in both the 400-meter and 800-meter events, but had the most satisfaction being with her teammates.
I've met all my goals, and I think, more importantly, I've had more fun than I could have ever imagined. I just can't speak highly enough about this team and the friends that I've made, and just how inspirational it's been to watch some really incredible performances.
The fast times in the pool were aided by just as intense competition among swimsuit makers, as we're joined now by Joel Warner of International Business Times to explain.
This is, I think, the greatest escalation of the kind of swimsuit arms race since 2009, when FINA said you can no longer have these so-called rubber suits, and all the major brands had to go back to the drawing board and kind of start again to figure out how the heck they can still make swimsuits that might really have an impact for the swimmers. They've really pushed the technologies pretty darn far with the limited kind of tools they're allowed now. However, there's also a new player in the pool. And that, of course, is Michael Phelps, who returned from retirement and, instead of going with his longtime sponsor Speedo, said, you know what, I'm going to launch my own swimsuit line, and I'm going to do it with a company called Aquasphere, which has never before developed competitive swimsuit.
I saw him at the 08 Beijing Olympics. I was at every single event that Phelps competed in, and this guy is just built differently from everybody else. Does the swimsuit make a big difference for Phelps, or is this more of a venture for him, for the other swimmers?
The folks at Aquasphere and at MP, the name of his brand, of course, say it really does make a difference, that they've really designed the suit with Michael Phelps' input. They say it's really going to revolutionize the sport. Now, of course, the big question is how much of Michael Phelps' kind of times are going to be due to the swimsuit he's wearing, and how much is it going to be due to the fact that he's Michael Phelps?
We always talk about the big money involved with the Olympics, and certainly the swimsuit manufacturers are part of that. I mean, they have a lot to gain from their suits through the Olympic experience and the exposure.
Yes, this is more than $1 billion competitive swimsuit market. And yes, of course, the name brands that hit the podium in Rio, that can really affect market share. It's not as if any of these swimsuits are going to make some hobbyist swimmer that much faster, but of course, if you associate a swimsuit with Michael Phelps, people are more likely to buy it.
Golf had its first Olympic champion in 112 years in Justin Rose, who captured gold for Great Britain during Sunday's final round in Rio. The rare opportunity was special for Rose, even though he ranks Olympic gold alongside a major title.
The medal ceremony and the anthem going up was so unique to the Olympics, and so special and so very different to all the other ceremonies that we have in golf. So that was a very, very proud moment. But yeah, it's very difficult to rank the major championship versus the Olympic gold. You know, I feel like they should exist in different worlds. And, I think that neither one is more special than the other. You know, they're both just amazing achievements, and I'm going to celebrate both of them.
Rose was tied with Sweden's Henrik Stenson at 15 under par heading into the final hole. The Englishman birdied 18 to finish with a score of 16 under, narrowly beating his Ryder Cup partner, who took home the silver medal. American Matt Kuchar finished at 13 under to take the bronze. International Business Times' Tim Marson joins us in the game room. Tim, it it was quite a process getting golf back into the Olympics.
Yeah, it was. About a decade ago, the efforts really started. It took some work because there's a bunch of different governing bodies and professional tours and all sorts of different golf organizations, and they kind of had to come together under the International Golf Federation label, and they lobbied the IOC to get into the Olympics. So it was a whole deal that eventually resulted in the return in Rio.
The state of professional golf seems to be pretty good. It looks like it's a lucrative business.
Sure, yeah, it is. The PGA Tour especially is doing fine. They're in the middle of a pretty big TV contract. There's the diehard fans who are going to watch, pretty much regardless.
So what's the allure of the Olympics for the sport?
The allure of the Olympics for the sport is getting kind of the casual golfer, or getting more people involved in the game kind of as an activity. Participation has been dropping in the U.S. For a while. Golf courses are closing, and the U.S. is the biggest market by a long shot for golf. It has about half of the world's courses. The U.K. is the other big market, and there was a decline, and it's kind of stagnant. So the idea of the Olympics is, if you get more people watching golf, if you get a global audience watching golf, you can get more people who are fans of golf, and more people who want to go out and play golf.
Golf could really stand to move into some of the emerging markets. I know China is one particular place a lot of people have been trying to push the sport.
That's kind of the word on the tip of everybody's tongue in the golf industry. It was the first place that kind of comes to mind because there's more than a billion people in the country. That's a big market. They still have a strong and growing middle class. Those are the people who are going to play golf. It's had a complicated relationship with the game. The Communist Party, they banned it, then they didn't, then they unbanned it. It's associated with corruption and elitism, but yet the game has still been growing. So it's seen as this big market waiting to really fully explode.
We are so happy to have Tim Marson with us today to talk about golf in Rio. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Game Room shoutouts this week go to Twitter followers Top Tennis Training at @tennis_training, thepostgame.com at thepostgame, and Olivia at Olympics Now. That's Olympics with a 1 instead of an L. Thanks to all of our followers on Twitter. Be sure to look us up on YouTube and SoundCloud. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.